In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, the diversity of Florida's crops is one of the things that makes our state so agriculturally sound. And when it comes to the specialty crop industry, one of the crops that doesn't always get as much attention as maybe it should would be turf grass.
Florida's the largest sod-producing state, and Texas would be second. And before the recession, it was about a $500 million a year industry.
You might have noticed that Brian Unruh, professor of turf grass science at the University of Florida, clarified that those numbers were before the recession.
The sod industry follows new housing starts to a T, and so if new housing is down, then the sod industry is down as well, and so sales in the sod business are quite low.
However, he notes that even though producers have now pulled back their inventories, sod is still a very important crop to Florida agriculture.
At one point, kind of in the peak of the sod industry, we had about 90,000 acres in the production fields.
And Unruh says, unfortunately, it's not just the economy that has presented a challenge to the industry.
Well, in parts of the state, there's bans on turf grass and on particular varieties because of perceived or misperception that turf grass uses too much water. I have yet to see a turf grass that uses too much water. It's the person watering the lawn that is doing it improperly, which results in the wasteful water.
Therefore, he is working with the industry to improve production practices and reduce inputs.
Whether it's fertilizer or water, pesticide inputs, work with a team of colleagues from Gainesville that are breeders, and so developing the new grasses that will be in the market a decade from now. That those grasses as well require, you know, less inputs, fewer inputs, less water, less fertilizer, less pesticides.
More information regarding the turf grass industry and the university's efforts can be found online at turf.ufl.edu. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.